You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. Stan Van Gundy opening up a little bit about the Pistons point guard situation. Would he start Ish Smith over Reggie Jackson? We got Van Gundy's answer via Keith Langlois of Pistons.com. Quote, "We haven't ruled it out. I don't even know tomorrow for sure who will start. We've got to get better energy off the start of the games. That's got to get going. That's not just Reggie. He and Andre Drummond, particularly those are two guys, it's got to go up. I thought Andre picked up his energy the other night, but that's got to be on a consistent basis, and we need more energy out of Reggie." End quote. We've seen Van Gundy sort of do this before with the lineup, where before he makes a move, he'll hint at it publicly. He'll acknowledge that he's thinking about it. He won't hide that. He'll sort of hint around it, and then there'll be another game. And if things continue to go how they've been going in the direction that made him think about the lineup change, he'll make it. If something changes, if it goes better, he won't, and he'll kind of fall by the wayside. Here's what I'm not sure of. Has Van Gundy already been hinting at it enough? Like, is this sort of him saying he's going to do it? Or is this the hint? Like, is Saturday's game, tomorrow's game against the 76ers, is that the last chance for Reggie Jackson? Is this Van Gundy sort of setting the stage to do it if Reggie Jackson doesn't play better, doesn't bring better energy to start the game? Or is this past that? Has that already happened? Because Van Gundy has said before that he's thought about lineup changes. I don't know if he's been this direct about it being at point guard, but he has talked about lineup changes, needing to get better energy to start the game, sort of the pros and cons of, yes, the starters are not doing well enough, they're not setting the right tone. However, the team is winning at a decent clip, so you disrupt that rotation, that could be damaging. That, yeah, even if the starters aren't good, you don't want to make a change that risks making your starters worse and your bench worse. That's always a possibility. So I'm not sure whether this is like the final hint or we're past that point and it's Van Gundy's coy way of saying like, yeah, there's going to be a lineup change Saturday. My gut says this is the final hint. That's what my gut says. That this is a warning to Reggie Jackson that if he does not play better, if this does not go better Saturday against the 76ers, that it's going to be a change. That Van Gundy is making clear he's been thinking about it, that if he makes a change after Saturday, it's not going to be a rash decision, that this had been in the works. That's my gut. But either way, Van Gundy has made it clear enough that he's been thinking about it. He already has that cover. Van Gundy's already set it up where he can make a change for Saturday, and it wouldn't look like a rash decision. Because this has been building for a while. The Pistons have played more effectively for a while with Ish Smith on the court. The offense just flows better. There are multiple reasons for that. I still think Reggie Jackson's the more talented player. He's definitely the more highly paid player, which makes it complicated, which makes him more important to the Pistons' future. But the present matters too. The Pistons are in a playoff chase. Even if this is just Reggie Jackson struggling to come back from his injury, and Van Gundy said that wasn't it, and Reggie Jackson says that wasn't it, but maybe it is. You know, guys aren't always welcoming to come out and say, yeah, I'm still hurting, that's what's slowing me down. Players don't want to admit that. But let's say that's what it is. The Pistons are in the playoff chase. They're trying to get a playoff spot. They can't really let Reggie Jackson keep playing through this to their own detriment. So they need the better lineup out there now, whatever that is, and maybe that's with Ish Smith. He's played better lately, and he's especially helped his teammates play better. There's just a better flow. Reggie Jackson has become too much of a jump shooter, does not get to the rim in the pick and roll, and then so the Pistons don't call the pick and roll as much, and that frustrates Reggie Jackson, who wants more pick and rolls. It's a catch-22. He feels like, yeah, if you called my number more, I'd get into a better groove. The Pistons feel like, Stan Van Gundy feel like, well, you're not producing. We can't keep calling your number. And there's no easy answer here. But for the most part, this is the way it works. you have to be at a certain level to get that, to get the team to cater to you. Reggie Jackson is not at that level. He has not shown enough glimpses lately that he can get to that level if the Pistons cater to him. Don't you think, like, Henry Ellenson would look a lot better if the Pistons were more intent on making Henry Ellenson look better? They barely play him. They don't run much for him when they do. But if they said, hey, we need a package to take advantage of Henry Ellenson's skills, and Henry Ellenson has some skills. He's a good ball handler, passer, maybe, hopefully, shooter for his position. You can do some interesting things with him. It's just not worth the Pistons' time to invest in that because he's so young and so raw and so far away from being that productive player. Nobody's complaining that the Pistons aren't catering to Henry Ellenson. Nobody's going, well, this is not good for Henry Ellenson. We got to think about Henry Ellenson. No. The Pistons, Stan Van Gundy, he's looking out for the team first. Should they look out more for Reggie Jackson? Would that help the team? Maybe. But there's a risk in that. And they've already gone a decent way trying to help Reggie Jackson by keep starting him. And it hasn't worked. It hasn't been enough. I don't blame Van Gundy for being close to making a change. Whether that's going to come Saturday or not, we'll see. The ramifications, if he does make a change, that's where it gets really interesting. On the simplest level, we've seen enough of Ish Smith. We've seen Ish Smith as the starter earlier in the year. We have a sense of what that's going to be like. But how's it going to be for Reggie Jackson? He sort of pushed his way out of Oklahoma City. He didn't want to be the backup to Russell Westbrook. He's sure not going to want to be the backup to Ish Smith. That said, you know, Reggie Jackson has, on the bench during games, looked like a good teammate. When he's sitting late in games for Ish Smith, Reggie Jackson is cheering guys on. He looks positive. He's doing the right things there. How it's going behind the scenes, I don't know. I don't know how to go behind the scenes, too, if it becomes more of a regular occurrence, if Ish Smith becomes the starter. It's tricky. Reggie Jackson has a contract of a starting point guard. He has the ego of a starting point guard. And that's not a criticism. That's just a fact. It's true of other starting point guards. Reggie Jackson, until this year, had worked his way into being a starting point guard in the NBA. He had earned that position. He takes a step back this year, and if he loses that job, it could be tricky to handle how he reacts. Pistons could always revisit a trade this offseason. But it's tough. If his value is already so low right now, it could be tough to trade him in the summer if he's coming off the bench for the rest of the year. That's not going to improve his value. There was an interesting conversation between Jake Chapman, who does the Pistons pre- and post-game shows for the radio, very, very good stuff, talking to Jeff Zilgit of USA Today. And Zilgit told Chapman, there were more teams trying to get Reggie Jackson than the Pistons were trying to trade Reggie Jackson. And some people might look at that as a missed opportunity, but what I see is a lot of smart teams were saying, hey, look, if we can buy low on Reggie Jackson, sure, why not? If the Pistons are desperate for a shakeup, yeah, let's try. He's a talented player. He's still in his mid-20s. There's still some untapped potential there. So I think, of course, teams would be interested. Smart of the Pistons to say no if that's all they could get. The number of teams interested doesn't really tell me much. It's the quality of their offers, and all we know about their offers, we know one thing. The Pistons didn't find any of them good enough to trade Reggie Jackson. Maybe that was a mistake, but I tend to believe it's not. I can't identify a team that would just be banging down the Pistons' door for Reggie Jackson to the point they'd offer something where the Pistons should do it. The Pistons have a solid roster in place around their point guard. They need a point guard who's ready to win now. If you don't, if you take a step back, if you trade for a backup or a younger point guard or a draft pick or some combination of that, if you take that step back, there are ramifications down the roster. Like, what do you do with Marcus Morris? What do you do with Tobias Harris? Andre Drummond and KCP, they're young enough where they could be part of the next generation if you go younger. If you get a younger, more talented point guard and try and develop him. But what about those forwards? Marcus Morris, Tobias Harris, John Luehr too. Where do those guys fit in a team that suddenly going to a young point guard, maybe even somebody who's not on the roster. Maybe you're getting a draft pick with the intent of drafting a point guard. It creates a lot of complications. So you need a little more in return. In exchange for taking those complications on, you need a little bit more return. I can't imagine the Pistons were going to get that for Reggie Jackson now. It's hard to see them getting that for Reggie Jackson in the summer. The Pistons are a little bit stuck. Not completely stuck, but a little bit stuck. Long term. Maybe one way they can help their present is bringing Ish Smith in the starting lineup. We're definitely going to have a close eye on that. See what Stan Van Gundy does on Saturday against the 76ers. We'll be back Monday. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.